This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Monday, February 12th, 2018. We will learn the 7th to 9th Mishnayos in the first chapter of Mishnah Sota. Okay, so Mishnah Zion says as follows. B'midah sh'ada modeid ba modudin lo. Right? It's an eye for an eye. The attribute, the measure that you use, right, so it is meted out to you. We start with the negative, with the sota. We'll move on the next Mishnah to Shimshon. And then the third Mishnah we'll do today will actually show us that it's true in the positive sense as well. But first with the negative, with the sota, hi kishtat atzmela avera, right, she adorns herself, makes herself up, right, for sin, for sensual purposes, hamakom nivla, and therefore Hashem makes her looks, right, disgrace, and that's part of this process. He gilta tatzmala avera, she revealed herself, exposed herself in sin, hamakom gila aleha, and God has exposed her. Right, through this test, God exposes her. Bayarech hitchila ba'avera, she starts with her thigh. Right, the sin starts there, ve'acharka chabetin, and then it travels to the stomach. Lefichach tilka hayarech tchila ve'acharka chabetin. Therefore, her thigh is hit first, and then the stomach. That's a description in right the pasuk where the thigh is hit, and then the stomach falls. Ushaar kol haguf lo palet. Right, and that's not just those two parts of the body. No part of the body escapes. Mishnah Chet Shimshon. Right. Shimshon halach achar enav. Right, Shimshon followed his eyes. Right, to Delilah. Lefichach nikru plishtim es enav, and therefore the plishtim knocked out his eyes, right? Literally, an eye for an eye. Right, not the figure of kind. What we call midah kenegan midah. Shenemar, right? We have the proof text, v'yachzu plishtim v'nekruet enav. The plishtim grabbed him, right? And they took out his eyes. That's like the famous last scene with Shimshon. Avshalom. Right, David's son Avshalom nisga'a b'saro, he loved his hair. He had some beautiful hair. Lefichach nitla b'saro, therefore he ended up hung by his hair, or hanged by his hair. Again, midah kineged midah, right, the fitting attribute for punishment. Lefisha ba'al eser pilak she'aviv, right? In his rebellion stage, right, Avshalom takes his father's concubines on the roof, right, for all of Israel to see. But because he took 10 of them, lefichach nitnu bo eser lon viot, right, he is then pierced by 10 spears, right, corresponding to the right, flagrant violation of taking his father's 10 concubines. Shnema v'yasobu asara anashim nosei klei yoav. Right, there was 10 people, right, holding the stuff of Yoav, who surrounded him and, right, was pierced with those spears. 10 keneged 10, 10 corresponding to 10. Ulefi sheganav shlosha levavos, because Avshalom literally stole the hearts of 3 people. Lev Aviv, his father, Velev Bezdin, right, the Bezdin, that's the initial scene when, he tells everyone he can take care of them and all these things. Velev Yisrael, and he steals the heart of Israel. Shinemar v'yiganev Avshalom et lev anshei Yisrael. He stole their hearts from David. Lefichach nitke ubo shlosha shvatim. Therefore, he was, hit by 3 different tribes. Shinemar v'kach shlosha shvatim b'chapo v'yitka'em b'lev Avshalom. He took these 3 darts here, shvatim, sorry, it's not tribes. Long week, but these darts, and they are stuck into the heart of Avshalom. Again, you see this, the Chazal are trying to link, the punishment to a specific sin in a manner of really midah keneged midah. But it works for good as well, right? So at least we'll end on a happy note, a positive note. V'chen le'inyan hatovah, so it's true for good as well. Right, we'll start with Miriam. Right, Miriam himtina lemoshe sha'achas. Right? Miriam waited 1 hour for Moshe. Right? Right? She stands afar. They put, you know, baby Moshe in the basket, the business, to try and hide him. And she's kind of, you know, standing back and waiting to see what's going to happen with her brother. Because she waited for Moshe, she did something which was certainly brave, courageous, on behalf of her brother. All of Israel waits for her 7 days. Shenemar, right? This is when Miriam got the tzara'at, when she was afflicted with the leprosy. The people do not move. The entire nation does not move until Miriam came back. Right? She waited for Moshe. Everybody waits for her. Right? Came back to her in kind. Now we have the burial from Yosef to Moshe to Hashem. So Yosef zachar likboras aviv. Yosef merited, right? He buried Yaakov. Ve'ein be'achiv gadol mimenu. There was, at that point, he was the, right, certainly the most important of the brothers. He was the most powerful of the brothers, without question. Shenemar v'yal Yosef likboras aviv. Yosef went up, even though they all went up, but Yosef went up. He was the one who got him up. V'yal imo gam rechav gam parashim. They also went with, right, the horses, the chariots, all these things. Milanu gadol mi Yosef. Right. How do you know Yosef is so great? Shalom is Asek Boel and Moshe. Right. Because, right, the Mishnah is pointing out that because Yosef took care of his father and buried Yaakov, right, Moshe comes now to bury Yosef. When they go, it's Moshe who takes the Atzmot Yosef, the bones of Yosef, with the Jews for burial in Israel. Right. Moshe Zacha Ba'atzmos Yosef, Atzmos Yosef. Moshe merits, right, taking the bones of Yosef. The ain be Yisrael gadol mimenu. There is no one greater in Israel than Moshe. Shnemar vaykach Moshe atzos et atzmot Yosef imo. That's, again, mentioned before. Moshe takes the bones. Mi gadol mimoshe. Moshe was so gracious in this asek ba'al hamakom. Right, that Hashem himself buries Moshe Rabbeinu. Shnemar vayikbor oto bagai. That Hashem buries Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Mishnah concludes, La Moshe Bilvad Amru. It's not just for Moshe Rabbeinu that Hashem takes care of in death, al kol hatzadikim, for all of the righteous, shenemar, v'alach lefanav tzikecha kavod Hashem ya'asvecha. Right, your righteousness goes before you, and Hashem will gather you up. Right, that obviously a little bit more figurative than literal, but Moshe Rabbeinu is a literal burial. Here it's the acceptance, right, the bringing you back to Shamayim, etc. But the idea that your good actions in this world are then rewarded later with care from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.